hash the metrics of inclusion, deconstructing language and policy in organizational diversity initiatives. The implementation of diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI initiatives is predicated on the objective of fostering equitable workplaces. However, as these broad aspirations translate into organizational policy, they introduce complex managerial scrutiny and inherent friction. This analysis shifts focus from the aspirational goals of inclusion to the mechanisms by which these policies are monitored. Examining internal metrics, reporting structures, and the specific language employed in organizational communication, we investigate the tension between the stated ideals of inclusion and the operational realities of tracking diversity data, analyzing how quantitative metrics might inadvertently lead to superficial compliance rather than substantive systemic change. Ultimately, this examination assesses the political and psychological implications for employees, focusing on whether continuous monitoring fosters genuine inclusivity or simply creates new forms of internal stratification based on compliance performance. # the function and flaw of quantitative metrics. Organizational commitment to diversity often relies on quantifiable metrics: hiring targets, representation percentages across levels, promotion rates, and engagement scores. These metrics serve a necessary function. They provide a measurable framework for accountability and allow organizations to signal their commitment to change to stakeholders. However, the translation of lived experience into numerical data presents significant analytical challenges. One primary flaw lies in the reductionist nature of quantitative measurement. Focusing exclusively on demographic representation risks treating diversity as a checklist item rather than a complex, multifaceted social construct. A focus solely on headcount, for instance, can prioritize the completion of an administrative task over addressing the underlying systemic barriers that create disparities in opportunity or experience. This approach encourages what can be termed compliance theater, where the emphasis shifts from achieving genuine inclusion to accurately reporting adherence to predetermined numerical benchmarks. Furthermore, metrics are susceptible to manipulation and misinterpretation. The definition of a diverse group, the methodology for data collection, and the weighting applied to different performance indicators are all subject to organizational and political influence. If metrics are used primarily for performance management, linking an employee's or team's success directly to compliance scores, they risk becoming tools of internal stratification rather than instruments for collective improvement. Employees may focus their energy on optimizing their visibility within the measurement system rather than engaging in the difficult, often slow process of altering organizational culture. Hash language as a mechanism of control and exclusion. Beyond numerical tracking, the language used to frame DEI initiatives plays a crucial role in defining the boundaries of inclusion. The discourse surrounding diversity is inherently political. It involves contested definitions, competing narratives about privilege, and differing interpretations of what constitutes belonging. Organizational policies and communications establish the parameters within which acceptable behavior is defined. When language focuses heavily on identifying deficit, what the organization lacks, rather than acknowledging existing structural imbalances, how systems asterisk function, it risks alienating those who do not fit neatly into predefined categories of inclusion. Furthermore, monitoring feedback through specific reporting mechanisms can create an environment where employees engage in self-censorship, fearing that honest critiques of the system will be misinterpreted as resistance or failure to participate. The psychological impact of this linguistic framing is profound. When performance is tied to meeting externally imposed metrics articulated through specific jargon, the focus shifts from empathy and mutual understanding to strategic self-management. This dynamic can inadvertently foster a culture where employees prioritize compliance, demonstrating adherence to policy, over authentic engagement with the principles of inclusion. The psychological cost involves navigating a space where genuine belonging is conditional upon successful performance within a scrutinizing framework. Hash from monitoring to meaningful change. The critical challenge for organizations is to pivot the focus from measuring asterisk compliance to cultivating asterisk inclusion. Genuine change requires moving beyond superficial data collection toward deep structural intervention. This necessitates a shift in how metrics are defined, reported, and utilized. Instead of solely tracking demographic representation, organizations must adopt metrics that assess the quality of experience, access to resources, equitable distribution of power, and psychological safety. This involves qualitative inquiry alongside quantitative analysis, exploring narratives of belonging, assessing systemic barriers identified by employees, and evaluating the efficacy of interventions implemented on the ground. Inclusion is not a static state to be measured once. It is an ongoing process requiring continuous, reflexive dialogue. The metrics themselves must evolve to reflect this complexity. If monitoring fosters internal stratification, the goal must be to reorient these tools. Metrics should serve as diagnostic instruments that reveal where systemic failures exist and identify areas requiring targeted, empathetic intervention, rather than functioning as punitive tools that enforce conformity. #Conclusion. The pursuit of organizational diversity is inextricably linked to the way it is measured and communicated. While quantitative metrics offer a veneer of accountability, an over-reliance on them risks reducing complex social dynamics to simple compliance scores, potentially undermining the very goals of inclusion by creating new hierarchies based on performance adherence. To achieve substantive change, organizations must deconstruct the operational language surrounding DEI initiatives. By prioritizing qualitative understanding, dismantling the reductive nature of purely quantitative tracking, and fostering a culture where feedback is valued over mere compliance, organizations can transform monitoring from a tool of stratification into a mechanism for genuine, equitable inclusion.